Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 421. Don't be in a hurry to get nothing. How you folks doing this week? Kind of quiet. I haven't heard from many of you, but I do appreciate those who reached out. Remember that you can always head to Spotify, and we can start a conversation there for any of the podcasts that are listed on Spotify. And I really would welcome the opportunity to talk to you about anything. So, as you can tell from the podcast, I really love to talk, tell stories. I can do it by writing as well, probably not as thoroughly or as well, but nonetheless, reach on out, ask questions. I'm here to help any way I can. So, using the Adobe Beta podcast, they're the one. It's what's producing the MP3 and the PDF. It works really well. If you have any issues, please let me know. I appreciate the couple lately. I put them in, and hopefully we will get those resolved for some of you. If you didn't notice this past week on the website, moosepeterson.com, we now have a 15% off code, Moose Pro, for pro-grade memory. Now, you can't, you know, refurbished in some of the bundles, it won't work. But Moose Pro, enter that when you go to ProGrade. Excuse me, folks. Get the good stuff and get 15% off. Pretty darn cool. Now, I've been playing with the Z6 III. What's the correct term? The image control recipes, I think it is. Anyway, if you have a Z6 III, you can create your own picture control, preset settings, whatever. I don't know what the exact term for it. They call it recipe on the website. Anyway, I've created one. It's called Moose Deep Black and White. And I have shared it. And I don't know if anybody else on the planet can see it. It's not super clear cut. I couldn't even figure out how to get an image loaded because you can put a little image with your recipe. But anyway, it's kind of a cool part of the Z6 III family is that whole process. So I'm just telling you, if anybody has a Z6 III and logs in to the Nikon Image website and they actually can see the recipe, if you'd let me know, I'd be grateful to know that I was successful in those efforts. Wanted to make sure you guys say hello and thank my good friends at Bedford's Camera, bedfords.com. for their sponsorship of the Moose Podcast. They've been doing it for years and years, and it is the home of the Moose Discount. They have a huge inventory, great staff, killer shipping, a whole lot of stores. This coming weekend is the PhotoCon, and they're going to have lots of great show specials. Excuse me. Boy, frog in the throat tonight. And no matter what you get there, no matter what brand, what vendor, whatever, when you check out, if you just say that magic name, Moose, you're going to see an additional 5% off. So, Bedford's, they've got everything we photographers need and more. So make sure you say thanks for sponsoring the Moose Podcast and mention my name. Save yourself some real money. Try not to do this in a rush because I don't want to go against my subject today. Don't be in a hurry to get nothing. But I'm a little bit worked up by this whole topic. Now, it comes in many, many different ways. If you are into wildlife photography, and if you've read any of my materials or my classes at Kelby One or the podcast or, you know, any of those things, you probably have heard me say more than once, don't be in a hurry to get nothing. And this very phrase is really important. Let's start with the first rant I have. Grizzly bear number 399 was killed in the Tetons last week by some idiot driving too fast. And so another piece of our wild heritage passed away because somebody had to drive through our national park fast. The number of bears and wolves and foxes and deer and that get killed in national parks, let alone elsewhere, by people speeding. You mean, seriously, don't be in a hurry to get nothing. What is with it, you know, folks? I don't get it. So, yeah, I've got that off my chest, but that's really, we got to go further than that. Let's talk about wildlife photography. I see way too many photographers, way too many times, way in a hurry to rush up to get a picture of something they're going to scare off. And for what? I mean, seriously, for what? And let's be honest, most of the time when you have that attitude, that picture you're taking is going to end up being what? Either deleted or stuck on a hard drive and never seen by the world. So then you've just cause a change in that critter's natural habits. For what reason? I don't get it. Why? I mean, just don't be in a hurry to get nothing. Now, does it mean that if you go slow, you're guaranteed something? No. There is no guarantees in this thing called photography. Nothing. But I can guarantee you that if you don't be in a hurry to get nothing, you will have the opportunity to smell the roses. You will have the opportunity to enjoy that moment you're out in nature. And that should be a big reward all unto itself. That click is kind of like the icing on the cake. That gorgeous click is like the icing on the cake with an incredible shot of bourbon, with coffee, with someone serving you breakfast in bed, and having prime rib for dinner. I mean, that's how that goes. And isn't that worth going slow for? Isn't that rewards kind of like worth, you know, not being in a hurry to get nothing? I would think so. Another aspect of this that, you know, I've said to myself a lot, and a lot, is photographers seem to be in a hurry to become, fill in the blank. I see all of these, I shouldn't say all of these, I see way too many different techniques and strategies and how to become, I don't know, rich, famous, notable, quotable. I mean, I don't understand sometimes the end goal. And I had it point out bluntly to me this past week that I might not see it because I'm already there. But I don't know where there is. I mean, I've told people forever that I'm the richest person you're ever going to meet, but I don't have a dime. So I'm not sure why photographers are in such a hurry to get there. For example, I got to tell you, I'm so tired, still tired of the pro secret revealed in five steps. This is what the pros always do. You're not a pro if you don't use sky replacement. I mean, oh my lordy, how gullible are photographers? I get these questions. Do pros really do this? And I'm like, I don't know. When I have conversations with my peers, we don't go, oh, I got a pro secret for you. Don't tell the amateurs. Don't tell them. You know, it doesn't work that way. Why do photographers believe that or buy into that marketing, that pro stuff? Yeah, I was, Mike, back in 1976, my good friend Roger and I went to a Nikon seminar. Yeah, 1976. This was in slides and projectors. Totally different, man. And they came up front and they said their definition of a professional photographer is someone who takes their photography seriously. Not that they have all the answers, not that they make tons of money, not that they're famous. They just take it seriously. So do you take it seriously? Then you're a pro photographer. And if you're a pro photographer, tell me your secrets. Oh, man. I mean, Why are photographers in such a hurry to get nothing? Let's just take this one more step further. If you do consider me a professional photographer, one, thank you very much. Two, I'm not sure I've earned that title. But if you do, and you know that all my quote-unquote secrets are on the website, the classes, the podcasts, then I guess pros don't have secrets, right? I don't understand why photographers buy into that, other than the fact, you know, they're in a hurry for something. And I'm telling you, don't be in a hurry to get nothing. And probably the biggest thing about, you know, being in a hurry is all the things that you are passing by in that process. And I got to tell you, especially at the beginning of my career, and the beginning was what? Up until yesterday. So that's 40 years. Whenever I was in a hurry, the nothing I got was the moment that went by that I said, oh, I wish I had taken that picture. And especially the first 15, 20 years, I still have a huge regret that I went to so many magical places and I just concentrated on whatever it was I was there to photograph, be it the salamanders, or the birds, the bees, or no, I didn't do bees. Who's kidding? Who? I don't do macro or mammals, or, you know, and I didn't take time to photograph the location itself and tell its story. Cause I said to myself, I'll be back. I was in a hurry to get nothing, I guess, cause I can't go back to many of those places. They're gone. They're gone. And a lot of them are so degraded that if I took a picture and shared it with you, you would go, you took this, there, when, how? Why are we in such a hurry? Why, have you ever asked why we're in a hurry? Why, I mean, I go off shooting for a week sometimes. And I'm sure it's partly road warrior fever, but I kind of seem to always anxious once I'm at home to get back on the road. And then once I'm back on the road, I'm in a hurry to get back home. And when I know perfectly well the secret of life is enjoying the passage of time, but when I get somewhere for a week, I kind of wonder, what am I going to see that week and what Friday, you know, the end of the week to show up. So I can kind of know what I did see in photograph. And that's so bad. And I keep trying to break myself because I know don't be in a hurry to get nothing. Many times when I'm out shooting with folks, and I'll remind them because I see that the writing on the wall. I see that what's coming in front of us is probably not 1,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 images. I see maybe just one opportunity, and if we're patient and we're not in a hurry to get nothing, and we think about our craft and a story, that we might get that one click, the one that's really special. Sometimes, though, trying to convince any photographer of that possibility and asking them to just smell the roses and enjoy the moment, it's like pulling nails. It is just excruciating. I don't understand why we have this thing where, you know, it's got to be fast. And I'm here to tell you from personal experience, don't be in a hurry to get nothing. There is probably nothing that makes us feel smaller than to come back from a shoot with nothing. I know for myself, when I come back, when I feel like I've got nothing, there's a lot of like soul searching, I guess you could say, looking at What did I do wrong? What did I do right? What did the combination, how to produce nothing? And I don't want to say I go down a spiral, but there's at least a day of a frump where I don't feel worthy, point blank. What is that about creatives, about photographers? So it's been a week where a lot of people have been rushing. And I've been kind of like the opposite. And I felt like kind of like a fish going up against the current. And I'm just suggesting that, you know, the one thing that I've said a lot lately, that if when people ask what's the one piece of advice you give yourself, if you could go back and talk to yourself when you first started out, it's real simple. Take a deep breath. Don't be in a hurry to get nothing. You folks have a tremendous week. Here it is, what, the 28th? Man, spooky days a couple days away. Holy, and then, oh man, it's November already. Wow, halfway through the football season. Whew. Hey, you guys go out and enjoy that beautiful fall light. And remember to make every click your story.